November 15th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the creator of all things great and small. I have chosen these times and this messenger to speak to the world. Mankind does not understand nor perceive the path he is carelessly following. My justice, which I do not want to speak of, keeps the angels in heaven trembling before my throne. Once my external justice is set in motion, many events will have to occur. There will be no turning back. Even now, Earth is experiencing an internal justice, the predecessor of what is to come. This insidious internal justice takes the form of increased violence, corrupt politics, and living continually in the shadows of nuclear war. These are all the bad fruits of hearts unappreciative of these harrowing times. You can only glimpse through these circumstances what my external justice might be like. Your protection and defense is prayer and sacrifice. I always need your intense efforts on behalf of the world situation. The heart of the world reflects man's indifference to the path he follows. My army of truth, which is the remnant faithful, must act full force now in opposition to Satan's lies. Though you are scattered, be united in this effort to bring the truth to light. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.